I mean, once I opened myself up to that, then, you know, my music kind of changed. Like, I feel like I leveled up, you know what I mean? Because it wasn't just like, nah, this is how it has to go. Like, it was like, okay, let me, I'm open to, you know, your opinion, whatever your suggestion. So
I could think of a few songs off the top of my head that I've done with T, where it's like, there was one we did on the beat to, what is it? Girls in the Club showing up.
Yeah, yeah.
That beat, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll lay my verse. I'm like, yeah, this shit hard, dog. And then T put his down. I'm like, God damn. This motherfucker really just took it to another level. And then we did one, That Pressure. And I come in, these H-Town boys got bars. These H-Town boys got bars. Whatever, whatever. And then T came in with his shit. I was like, God damn. He just fucking leveled this fucking track. Then we did a track the other day. What the fuck we named that damn song, dog? It's so fresh. A ver, un momento. Damn. Well, that ain't a good song.
But that's real support there. Like, pushing each other to do better. Like you're saying, you came in and laid a verse, he laid a hotter verse.
Yeah,
and you're like, man, that makes you want to go... Like, do better. That's how we really improve.
But regardless, I mean, the energy's good there. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I like to be in the studio with other artists that have that same energy.
But I hear you. Not everybody wants that constructive.
Yeah, there's some artists that, trust me, we'll be in a session. It'll be a group like this, and there'll be that one person you could feel just draining all the energy. You know what I mean? Like, bro, you gotta go.
What's worse is in comedy.
It's me.
In comedy, like, dude, there's comics that'll ask for your. Like, they're like, hey, man, you watch my set? Give me some advice or whatever. They'll ask for the criticism, and then when you give it to them, they act all fucking butthurt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you didn't actually want me to tell you what I thought. You just wanted me to tell you you're great. Like, that's what you wanted.
Well,
like,
they just want a yes man, basically.
Yeah. Watch me.
But there's a lot of rappers in the studio that have yes man all around them. And it's that's not it. You know what I mean? You got to have that one person that'll at least check you if, you know, you're tripping or whatever, but just to... You know, get your mind where it needs to be.
Yeah.
So.
This shit hard. Money piling. Got Shingo here, we stepping. Give us flowers, we some legends.
Sneak peek.
I was in no resting. Flip that bread and keep on stretching. Wish he rolled, we reverse it. Do shows every night, no rehearsing. 10 bands if they want my verses. Live four times, I'ma keep on splurging. LA when it got them bands. New York when it got them bands. A-Town, I got them bands. Worldwide, we got them bands.
And see, that you was telling me about that day, that's when you was telling me about the double dip, the triple dip.
Oh, the double dip, the triple dip.
Yeah, so I threw that in the verse. I was like, dip four times. We're going to dip four times.
Shingo been dipping.
Come on, man. No, I'm learning about the triple dip, quadruple dip.
Ain't new to this, true to this.
I said it on that shit song. I said,
he has a whole new found respect about it.
Yeah, 10 into 20. I triple and quadruple dip.
Yep. Everybody gonna be saying it now in their raps. Everybody gonna be quadruple dipping.
Me and T, we like Puffy and Mace.
Shine it all in your face. Give you a game, lot of shoes I lace. 2A all day, keep the K. I smoke it now. Going up, it's up when we showing up. Dirty old chata all in my cup. Dirty old chata all in my cup.
Did it like Mike Jones on that hoe. We gotta screw that part.
Dirty old chata all in my cup. For sure. That's gonna be hot though.
Hell when does that come out?
Hey man, look. Hey man, listen up, dog. We just stacking up tracks.
Oh, that's just that's not out. That's not.
No. We haven't released, dude. That Pressure. That other song man, goes hard. We got too. That Pressure.
Ooh. I need workout music, Chingo.
Yeah, like
come on, man.
But I was brainstorming something, and I was telling T. I'm trying to remember. I was brainstorming a whole play. Well, I forget what I said, but I was like, I don't know if I said like, bro, we need to be documenting this shit, like. It's almost, I think I said the music is just going to be an excuse to fucking showcase all the other shit. And I can't remember. I can't put my finger on it. I was probably a little bit intoxicated.
Yeah, but people want to see that now. People want to see the process of the album being made, the beat being made, it being mixed, us in the studio writing, you know, whatever, vibe and all that, and then the complete product. And then boom.
That's something I missed on my special, man. Going back thing, I was like, I wish I would have done some more just capturing the beat. The behind the scenes shit.
Yeah.
I always find that interesting in documentary how much footage there were, like even of like back in the 80s and 90s, like why were they recording this? There was no DVDs back then, but so just someone was like, hey man, like we're on this.
It wasn't tour. Just picking up a camera and pressing a button, like you had to lug around, you know, and have
cassette, but they were still doing it. And now we have cameras in our pockets now. Like like we should be documenting more of that.
That's a Yeezus Kanye's thing. Yeah. Like having all that back footage and then putting it out like later, but. Yeah. But people wanted to see that.
I have a bunch of tapes. I have a bunch of tapes from back in the day.
Especially from kids that don't know what MTV is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to know what that, you know what that is.
Like producer Rob. Oh, let me ask you this, bro. Growing up, did you used to watch the Apollo Theater performances?
Yeah.
What are some that kind of you maybe kind of remember? Or?
Oh, man. It was a few because it was a lot of like comedy ones. But then it was also like some rap performances. I think who else was on there? I think like Destiny's Child was on there.
Biggie.
Biggie, Pac, all them was on there. This was recently too. Man. I was watching a few.
Can you pull that up? I know we're probably going to get dinged, but just on YouTube, just type in Apollo performances.
Top 10 or something like that?
Yeah, or just see what. I'm pretty sure the algorithm will rank them a little bit, but you know. Just because, like, sometimes, man, like, I'll think of, because I'm, like, 10 years older than Rob. So sometimes I'll remember some shit that hit during, like, when I was in high school. Like, we did a musical exchange where I'd give him two albums. I gave him the list. I ain't give him the music, but he had Spotify. But, like, Jay-Z, Reasonable Doubt, Jay-Z's first album, Nas's first album, Beastie Boys' first album. What else, Rob? It was one other.
Outkast
first album. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a whole bunch of first albums.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I said, regardless like of where their trajectory or where they ended up, at least you'll be able to say, like, well, I kind of studied the first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's albums that I listened to back when I was a kid. And then now when I listen to them, it's a whole nother, you know what I mean? Like, it's stuff that I didn't pick up on at that time or whatever. Or maybe I wasn't mature enough to, you know, it like went over my head. Mm-hmm. But I like to go back and listen to a lot of those albums now because you hear them in a different way. You pick up different stuff that you didn't catch. You're like, oh shit, I never caught that in the past however many years this album been out. So it's good to go and even my old albums. I like to go revisit my old projects too, just to.
There's a Lil Kim. Was that L. Cool J? Oh man, they don't be putting the freaking names. Tevin Campbell, cute one. Biggie live performance, Showtime at the Apollo. Yeah,
play rare album. Biggie.
There we go, rare.
We gotta let the commercial probably go by.
You know what I'm saying,
Apollo. When it comes to music, this man is the undisputed king of New York. He is credited with helping to bring rap back to the East Coast. He is the first rap artist to hit the charts with a number one hit the first week his single was released. Are you ready for one more chance? Apollo, show your love for Notorious B.I.G.
One, two. Notorious B.I.G.
Oh. We're New York, yeah.
Yeah.
Put
your hands in the air.
Bro, look at the crowd. Look at the crowd.
Those crowds are always lit, though.
Unless you suck.
The Apollo's one.
Does it help if we talk over it a little bit, Rob, or no? Yeah.
What'd you say?
Oh, yeah. I said, does it help if we talk over it?
Really?
Because if you're reviewing it, it's something different.
Oh, they threw money in the crowd.
Yeah, shit.
Look at that. It's pandemonium.
Yeah, how would they not get excited, right?
But just period.
Yeah, yeah.
Those Apollo crowds are crazy.
Yeah,
they're booing. Stand up and then for music?
They get the hook.
I watched the MC Hammer live, and they weren't feeling them.
No.
Like that.
No, you gotta come genuine and correct.
And then he just started trying to dance to win him over.
He's like, okay. And
jiving. Oh, y'all motherfuckers forgot about this.
I grew up on Def Comedy Jam watching the Live at Apollo's, and dude, that's the most intimidating crowd I've ever seen on any other like film stages or anything. Is the Apollo crowd was like dang,
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah, all that shit.
That and dude kick it. With the little cane though. Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. Machine Gun Kelly was on there as an amateur when he was like a kid. He drove in from Ohio.
Oh wow.
Back before he had pink hair and all that, wearing lace and shit.
Yeah.
Man, there's some good ones, bro. Rob, you might have to just do a little
deep dive. That's some late night.
Deep dive, big dive.
I feel like that's some like late Shroom. Night, like smoking shit. Like yeah. put on some old school, like Evening at the Apollo, and just like go down.
The
that
age gap
hole.
Between them is a problem because it's like Chingo was like, man, Madonna in her heyday, and then Rob's like, man. Is that the botch lady? Man, like, I was man. Like, damn, dog.
I was like, dude, Michael Jackson was impactful. He's like, man.
Material girl.
Hey, but if we did have like a like giving the young up and coming rappers game, and really this is a lot of shit that like if I had a time machine, shit that I didn't do when I was out there young. Like I wasn't rehearsing. I rehearsed a little bit one time when I had like a band. When we had like instruments and we were practicing for the House of Blues shit, right? But besides that, it was just like, we're making mixtapes, we're recording, we're in the studio. We had Eddie DeVille in there, Cole, Stunna, Lucky, T, like the whole little Marvel universe of different people we're collaborating.
The but Avengers.
Like everybody from like Mike Jones had came through there, Trey the Truth. Like we had a lot of people in, depending on which house, because we'd switch locations.
So would that be more like an American Idol type thing, like next Chicano rap star, or right? We fucking Chingo turning around like y'all are all sitting in sombreros, fucking spin around. I choose you. You know,
you're with me.
you're with me. Or would it be more like a reality show, like Diddy on the band? I'm gonna put you on game.
I'm gonna make you go
teach
fetch
you about
cheesecake.
The quadruple dip.
The quadruple dip, carnal.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like we have Raymond Horta here today to school you on the triple and quadruple
right,
dip.
Right.
Or like
right.
the American Idol thing?
Oh, that's a good question, bro. Like, I mean, even if it's not like something that's done in public, but like, let's just say we were like nurturing or like kicking it with some up and comer people.
Uh-huh.
Pulling up Apollo performances would be a good exercise. Uh-huh. Just like if you would with comedy, if you're showing comedians stuff, you'd be like, all right, today we're studying Bryson Brown and his coming to the stage game. We're only going to watch when he sets his drink down and the music's still playing. He hasn't even addressed the crowd. And by the time he says, what's up, y'all, or whatever, we're going to cut. And we're going to watch 10 different times of Bryson Brown coming to the stage, setting his shit up. Before he even addresses the crowd. That's all we're studying today. So when it comes to rappers, it'd be like, okay, crowd control. Pull up Biggie with his hype man. Like, real talk, man. Like sometimes I be seeing clips of up-and-coming artists that are popping. Yeah. That probably got way more shit going on than me in the music game currently. But still, you'd be like, man, bro, if you just get you, like, a good DJ that y'all are in tune, or like, hey, man, can you afford to bring a hype man with you? Because that way you could be the big pop-up player type guy, and he's the one with the fucking thing throwing out the posters or whatever. Yeah. Like, just little tweaks of, like, hey, man, how's your intro to your set? How do you end your show? I remember one time, man, I was, like, super, super beginner. Like, day zero of my career, and Baby Bash was headlining, and even he wasn't all the way popping at the time because it was like middle of nowhere Texas. And I went up and I was doing like whatever little songs I had on my fucking demo at the time, like my first probably mixtape ever. And afterwards I get off and he's like, what the fuck was that? And I'm like, huh, what part, what happened? He's like, you just finished and then you just kind of like ran off, you just like walked off. You didn't say, like, yo, my name is, thank you, da 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 da. Like, you didn't end. You didn't, like Cat Williams with the dismount. Like, there was no fucking end.
There's no flair. Like,
what it was is, like, oh, my bad. This is probably, like, my third show ever. And I think I was going over on my time, perhaps. And, like, that's all I had. And I knew, like, someone else was next. And it's like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. Like, you have to fucking, you got to fucking end your shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me put that in my fucking pocket.
Walk off. Yeah. I mean, unless that just becomes your thing. Like, you just, like, make it
peace.
Your thing. Like, just, like, walk off.
Like the walk,
I mean,
off.
Yeah, there's a few. Or the cold walk on.
Like, I'm not going to say who it is, but I've seen an artist do a show, and the show was amazing. And then at the end of the show, this was their walk off. They'd be like, yo, they told the DJ to put a beat on. I want to know who could rap. And, you know, everybody go crazy. Everybody can rap.
Disappear.
Like, come on, rap, you know, come jump. So the he'll grab somebody off the stage. The crowd's still going crazy. The show's still going on. All right, he going to rap for you. So the DJ throws on the instrumental. the dude starts rapping, and he's like, all right, I'm out. And he sneaks, while he rapping, the artist sneaks out the back, and then and it's gone.
Are they like a major label artist? Like,
this pretty big artist.
You can't, fuck it, say their name. I'm curious.
Okay, right. And
we got to feed the algorithm.
And we're looking at these clicks.
But to me, that was lit. That was like, oh,
because you remembered
shit.
It.
Like, oh, he did in the
right. Because everyone wants to go out on a big old high note.
Right.
But if that's your style, and you're like, man, it was weird, man. Like he just caught someone on stage, and then he just dipped. Like, but you remembered that. And how many other people were like, yeah, dude, everyone into like, thank you, good night, we love you. But this dude just fucking walked off like nothing. Like, he didn't just drop a fucking hot-ass concert. Like,
nah, he already
like
in the whip counting his money, and the dude's still up there rapping.
There's something,
you know,
a little
mean?
Bit
like,
a little
the DJ turning everything
that,
off,
man.
You know, low-key, and then they just go out. But they, I mean, I was lit.
Yeah. Bro, that's like Rockstar, the movie.
Oh, yeah. Kinda
like that's that. What he did at the end. Like, you fucking brought somebody up on stage, you just left.
Wow. Yeah, that was crazy.
Can you imagine, like, well, rest in peace DMX, but I don't know what his standard ending closing of a show, mm-hmm. but look up
DMX's
the prayer I can
no play. No the his show at was it Woodstock?
What? Woodstock?
I think
DMX
it was
the shit.
Look, yeah, bro, look at the crowd there. You think that Biggie crowd at the Apollo? Look at DMX at Woodstock, bro. Mm. Mm-hmm. DMX's crowd control was crazy.
Oh,
he had the whole crowd barking, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Barking.
People don't know.
It's
man.
Just something about his voice, too, and how crunky he is.
I was in high school when he first hit the scene. Mm-hmm. Like his first single, you're mm-hmm. like, oh, who's this guy? Because you don't know anything about him. It's like, you're having to judge him off one song.
Bro, look at this.
This Woodstock. Motherfucking Rough Riders. Who that? Pusha T DJ?
Oh, just that? Oh,
woo!
Whoa, that's
shit.
The crowd, bro. Damn. Look at the
they
crowd.
The
look at the crowd.
Shot.
Look at that wave of people.
It's just one guy.
Listen to the crowd.
Controlling. Oh, stop. Hold up. Oh. Oh. Mosh pit.
Damn.
Huh? Bro, he's one of my favorites, bro.
RIP DMX.
He's like top five dead or alive.
Come on.
Top five dead alive. Allegedly, he got the jab, bro. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to, you know, speak on the dead.
Allegedly.
But,
man, mosh pits and everything.
He's top five dead or alive, dog. Like from just bars, punchlines, shit talking, attitude, across all fucking categories of like, just bangers. Pop hits, like top 40 shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. That's commercial as fuck. You know, so.
I think he had the anthems before Khaled had the anthems, huh?
Okay.
Sure.
Spicy take.
I think so. I think so. I'm trying to. I think he would. I think
anthem
he came
game.
Out with the anthems, yeah.
Anthem game, check. Did you watch the Lox versus Dipset?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think about it?
I think it was dope. I think it was dope. That shit was hard.
Well, who are you rooting for going into it?
Man, I don't know. I kind of always grew up like, you know, Dipset. I jammed a lot of Dipset, J.R. Ryder, Jewel.
I was rooting for Dipset. I was rooting for Dipset going
you know,
in.
Jim Jones. I mess with, you know, all of them. You know what I mean? So I was kind of favoring more to them, but I think the battle was crazy. You know what I mean? Even that other, who was it? Bone Thugs and...
3-6?
Was it 3-6?
Yeah, because was it Gangsta Boo that said, y'all Busy Bone, he ruining y'all career.
Oh, man.
When Busy Bone started tripping.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
That was crazy, though. Like, ¿qué le dieron? Busy just started fucking, I forget what that was about.
Yeah.
And then what's the name came in, Buddy got the little arm situation, Paul, DJ Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking ran into, like, ran towards the people and shit, and it got heated. Did you see that?
Yeah. Pulled it up on top of it.
Yeah, it got heated, man. Who else? Who's some motherfucking amazing top five? Well, first of all, speaking of Dipset versus the Lox, Jadakiss. That was such a masterful versus because they hit them. They came out with some freestyles. They set up. It was like. Okay, I don't know what kind of signal, like if the DJ knew now's the time to let this boy go off. You might want to just play that. Jadakiss, fuck, what's the name of that song? Who Shot Ya?
This is the the copyright episode.
Oh man, I'm sorry. Nah,
we're talking over it. We should be good.
Even if good. Like we like only leak the first half or something, yeah. and then keep the rest behind the premium. Jadakiss, Who Shot Ya Live. Because it was a pre-recorded freestyle, but everything he was saying sounded like he was talking about Dipset.
Oh,
and ain't none of them rich.
Yo, Tech, let's make something happen.
Here it is. Let's make something happen. Uh-huh. Crowd control. Crowd control.
Is that time, motherfucker?
Classic.
Are they doing it in the round?
I don't know.
Like the round stage with everybody around them?
Hand down, nigga, the
game is on Jadis.
Anything drop, my cop is all flavors. He's a dick, you pussy.
Y'all neighbors.
Cut it.
Yeah. And then they got demoralized.
This is New York.
Dipset's realizing.
What happened? I thought that was Aries Spears for a second. I was like, what the fuck are Aries Spears doing up there, man?
Fat Joe wearing the mask.
This what I do, nigga. New York, make some motherfucking noise.
I like to
and on Black History Month too, man.
Yo, we got a right to this beat.
I'm gonna put myself in the corner.
It's Juneteenth, bro.
This is one of my favorite beats of all time. We got a right to this beat, and then maybe have a producer like Steve-O or somebody make a beat around it.
Yeah.
Or Cast or somebody. But I love writing to shit like this because it's like I already like it. It's like it's easier to just fucking let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Are we allowed to do
still trying to get mommy to suck a mela leche. No, if I take her out, I can pop her the next day.
Woo!
Member of the vocals, MJ of the Pro Tools, antisocial. Phil Jack on the track, but I can't coach you. This is just audio and shit that I go through. Guns in the couch, money in a mattress, and I would have caught the Bentley, but I had to pay taxes. Settle for a polo fit and some air.
Masses.
Your flow's a light sprain, mine's is a fracture. Yeah, and the x-ray's negative. You's a coward in jail, you can never live. Yeah, you barely living out here. It's like I'm giving, you barely giving out air. The only reason you breathing is like I'm giving out air. I got stocks in the block, I'm giving out shares. I don't know you. You ain't familiar. I don't care who shot you,
cause they ain't kill you.
Bars the wordplay of the son of a bitch. These niggas is decent, but ain't none of them rich. MTV, y'all know I'll punish the list. Niggas jury are fake and ain't
none of them rich.
Notice they keep watching them. No stopping them. V-neck, crushed linen, suede, Louis.
Moccasins.
Won't dry up cause it don't buy up. Cashmere sweats with the Gucci tie-ups. Overlooking the city, my nigga, I'm high up. I can get your brain blowed out for $5. Always in the hood. That's cause I rep that. My perfect work good. Niggas already checked that. Probably just convoluted, cause that's where I slept at. Desert is blue steel. The 40 is jet black. Fucking.
And then he threw the fucking mic.
Yeah, he ate that.
All right. Javi,
Chico can go back to fuck comedy. I won't go back to the rap game.
I mean, actually, no,
because no comedy. The Life is Comedy show won't even a fraction of that.
Well, that's the thing, though. It's like, how do we apply that to comedy? Like, come in with it's almost like you got to watch that shit before you go on stage, type thing. To where you coming in with the right energy, because sometimes, depending on what's happening backstage or who called you and what's on your mind, you may either drink too much, smoke too much, not enough, whatever. And now you up there and say, hey, I heard y'all were giving the previous guy a hard time type of thing. Or like in your head, like, oh, y'all going to make us work tonight. It's like, how do you fucking just take control, dog?
Dang, that's what you could do. You could do like some comics in between, do like a 30-minute or like a 20 to 30-minute set, get somebody to close it for like a comedy, and then go back there, get it in your zone while the other person's finishing up. Then you come back out and then you start doing the rap stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like take an intermission set for you, like to reset and then come
back. It just got to be the right venue.
Yeah, it's got to be in the right situation. That would be like, what, like maybe like a House of Blues type of situation.
Like a standing.
Something like that. Yeah. A rock club, you know, that type of, standing room, wherever. Whatever. And comedy does work in standing. I've seen Doug Stanhope, that he does a lot of like rock clubs like that. Like
I saw Michael Shea.
Yeah. It happens. I mean, it can be done for sure.
Michael Shea did his thing in I think it was Warehouse Live.
The open mic, in fact, where I saw him perform at was House of Rock in Corpus, and I was supposed to open for him, but my ex-wife made me late.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was supposed to open for Doug Stanhope, but like it was like year one or two.
What happened, bro? How'd she make you late, bro? What happened?
We
let off.
We were
let off my king.
It wasn't necessarily her that made me late, the situation, but she didn't help out. We were having dinner over at my brother's house, right? And it was supposed to start at a certain time, but we get to one of those situations where you get to the house and they ain't even started the food. This was worse. My brother hadn't gone to the store to get the food yet.
Oh, damn.
We get there, like, he's headed out. He's pulling out the truck to go to HEB to get the shit he's going to cook. And so we're there, and I'm like, lunch was supposed to be at 3. I got to be at the club by 7. And the time started clicking. I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna have to leave. I got that show. I'm gonna open up for Doug Stanhope. Mm-hmm. She's like, you can't do not. You cannot do that. We came to dinner here. I was like, but dinner, lunch. It was supposed to be lunch. It's not dinner. We came to lunch, and so I got to watch the show, but I didn't get to go up. Probably, you know, for better or worse. I mean, I was super new, super green, still doing a whole lot of like new, unoriginal, borderline hacky shit. You know, he probably wouldn't have thought too highly of me. I mean, he's a super original, edgy comic. So you know, for better or worse. But anyway, that room where I did House of Rock, that's where I started doing comedy at. So comedy in that environment does work. You know, it just has, you have to come at it with the right energy, which is where Reading the Room comes into. I mean, you can't, like Saturday, I did my Valentine shows, right? 50 seats. Super, you know that tight little room upstairs at Mesquite downtown, versus yesterday, you know, 150 seats. Shit used to be a movie theater, high ass ceilings, big ass stage, LED wall behind you. I can't come, you know. On Saturday, I was sitting on the stool and talking and you know, slowing it down. But you know, last night I had to be energy the whole way just to keep these people tied in, because ultimately when you get down to it, comedy's just, you're just listening to a dude talk. There ain't no DJ, there ain't no lights, there ain't
no hype man,
there ain't no smoke, there ain't no hype man.
Can't throw money in the crowd.
Yeah, you can't do that. Most you can do is, you know, that's why some guys, you know, dance on stage and strip and do all sorts of other things. You know, you know,
chingo bling.
Yeah, you know, it's whatever you do whatever you can to kind of add to the show, I guess. In
making
ways.
A show.
Here, take a selfie with T real quick. Because, you know, send it to Ralph. Let him know we stand.
We stand with Ralph, man.
We didn't get our shirts made yet. No, but, you know, we might.
I'm going to say, T said what's up.
Fucking so great to see what he's fucking doing, man. Like, you know.
Yeah.
If only if George Lopez had put him on, man, he'd be doing so much,
so much more, bro.
T, man, tell them where they can find you online and what they should, how they should check you out.
Man, just search my name. Should go to my Instagram. Check the merch, slowlangstore.com, and you know, check out the new music coming out.
Oh yeah, for sure, absolutely. Hey, thank y'all so much for tuning in, and we'll see you next Monday. We missed a Monday. Yeah.
It's okay. We gave you a week off.
How about you at dates?
Yeah.
Oh, dates. Just come check me out. April 6th in Austin, East Austin Comedy Club. May 5th in San Antonio at Upstage. And of course, check the special out, Not For Everybody, March 10th on YouTube.
March 10th.
You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Support a young Latino comic.
What's up with Chingo tomorrow?
Man, we got to. I think I'm going to be doing a show like in Victoria, Texas, I think May 5th. But we might have to bring that back, man, because that was a fun music. It was hot as fuck that day, but it was a fun musical party. It's just, you know, the Rona hit, you know, and everything else. But
already
we shall see. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. What did he say? Das.